13.05 UTC, 14.05 local time. Here are the major happenings with me, Bertrand Samba. First, the headlines. A wildfire has ravaged more than 100 stores at the Yaoundé main market. Producer organizations in the northern region of Cameroon have received significant financial support to boost income-generating activities in the Benue Valley. Those were the headlines, and now the news in greater details. More than 100 stores have been consumed by a wildfire at the Yaoundé Central Market, while investigations are going on the cause of the accident, and a cost of the damage is still to be established. Anne Umeko tells us more from CRTB Center.
A day after the unfortunate fire incident that ravaged several shops in the Nikki building at the Yaoundé Central Market, victims as early as 7 a.m. are on the site to collect goods not consumed by white flames. The loss is enormous. Martin, Tachom and Nestle Chouateux are store owners.
The losses are enormous. At this stage, we cannot evaluate the essential quantity.
We have lost many goods, but by the grace of God, we have collected some. Today, we have come to search and collect what can be useful. It is a hard knock for businessmen.
Such reality as over 100 shops were burnt. Singo Katum is a store owner.
Downstairs, we can count tens of shops. Upstairs, we can count 100.
Relatives, friends, and good Samaritans empathetic are present to support victims. To avoid another drastic incident, firefighters are struggling to completely put out the fire still visible on the site. Investigations are ongoing to know the exact cause of the fire outbreak. Anne Omeko reporting from CRTV Center.
Farmers and producer organizations in the North region have begun receiving funds under the canopy of the project for the planning and valorization of investments along the Benue Valley, dubbed Viva Benue. A total number of 2,600 business plans amounting to 5.5 billion francs yearly will be financed, and for now, 116 plans have already been funded following a convention which has been signed in Garoua. Maimouna Njoya reports from CRTV North in Garoua.
Je n'avais même pas de matériel, mais cette fois-ci...
Agricultural stakeholders in Lagdo, Ngong and Garoua 1 subdivisions in the Benue division of the North region have extensive production capacities, but are sometimes held back by climate change and the lack of resources. It is for this reason that the project for the planning and valorization of investments along the Benue Valley, Viva Benue, has been designed. For the time being, 116 business plans have been funded to boost producers of rice, onions, and vegetables. Mahamat Habibu is the coordinator of the project.
We support producer in order to develop production, transformation, and then commercialization.
Launched by the Ministry of the Economy with support from the World Bank, Viva Benue is said to be gender sensitive, given that out of the 2,600 projects which will be financed, close to 800 of them target rural women. The convention signed in Garoua marks another step for the structural transformation of the economy and the sustainable enforcement of the import substitution drive, which falls under the 2030 National Development Strategy. From the North Regional Station in Garoua, Maimouna Joya for CRTV News.
There is a rise of backyard vegetable gardening in Bamenda as those involved in the practice talk of using it as a means to fight economic hardship. Other Bamenda inhabitants also indicate that the presence of some heavy vegetables such as Okaberry alongside green produce like mint leaves the environment feeling fresh and natural throughout the year. Details with Mary Ann Lantum in Bamenda.
I grow huckleberries, water leaves, spices.
She's one of those who've managed her space and created room for gardening around her compound. She explains that the availability of these vegetables in her compound helps in the running of her home.
I don't need to go to the market. At times, I save money, so it's easier to just plug them beside the house and use because they are mostly our daily consumption needs.
Another lady also involved in the practice of farming around the house mentions that growing them by herself using organic fertilizer spares her from contracting any disease.
I rear fowls that when they poo, I use their poo to help boost in the growth of this vegetable. You grow it yourself and you know what you're consuming.
They have, however, raised some challenges, such as their crops being destroyed by insects and stray animals.
Mostly are the domestic animals around my home that destroy the crops when there is nobody to cater for them.
These insects that affect plants, when these insects land on the plants, they tend to eat the leaves and it does not produce well.
Many in Bamenda have described backyard farming as a means through which farming skills are transferred to their children while they are young. Miriam Lantum for the Regional News in Bamenda.
You're listening to the Regional News live from Yaoundé. The population of Boya has been reminded of the need to remain vigilant while boarding taxis in the locality. This is in a bid to protect their lives and property. This follows the identification of a township taxi involved in a hit and run incident after the driver and their accomplice robbed passengers at My 17. Kange Leon Cesar with details from Boya.
In September this year, taxi drivers' unions operating in Boya jointly published a communique highlighting measures to ensure the safety of the population while boarding taxis in the locality. One of such vehicles bearing the red signs identified on the communique has been tracked down following two incidents perpetrated by the driver during late hours. Dennis Mesumbe Echu, president of Sintracam.
My patrol team during the night called me around 4:30 to 5 o'clock. There were two of them early this morning. They robbed a passenger from My 17 runabout. They pushed me out of the taxi. So on their way running, they came and hit a taxi at the heel of My 17. So my patrol team were behind them from My 17 up to this place behind him. The batteries of this car, the specter of this car, and the car document is with me.
He further reminded the population to remain cautious while calling on authorities to provide a helping hand.
I'm calling for the authorities that we should really walk hand in hand or take the car document to the authority. The proprietor of this car, whether he's aware of what his car is outside doing late in the night, I don't know. Please, if you want to take a taxi, make sure that that driver, you identify the person. The car must have a number plate, identification badge, and a door number. Be patient. Look for a taxi that you can identify. Be aware that here in Boya, they use weapons.
The vehicle carrying a Southwest license plate has in fact been identified as a Boya Township vehicle, and while the perpetrators of the act are yet to be apprehended, officials of the Sintracam office have encouraged locals to remain vigilant at night and even during the day. Kange, Leon Cesar reporting for the Regional News in Boya.
And some 9 primary schools located in Akunalinga and Ayus subdivision are yet to go operational ever since a school resumed last September for the 2024 school year. This information has been forwarded to the Center Regional Governor's Office by the Senior Divisional Officer for the Nyong and Mfumu Division, Francois Franklin Etapa, who is appealing that measures to ensure that these primary schools resume activities in the days ahead. Details with Lekiate Gertrude Asongazi of CRTB Center.
The letter addressed by the senior divisional officer for the Nyong and Fumo division to the governor of the central region clearly indicated that 9 schools in Akono Linga and Ayo subdivisions are yet to go operational ever since schools resumed last September the 9th. These schools include government primary schools Kugu, Pum Pum, Mekong, Mengemoye Mekong, Kwebe, Mvang Vong Menge, Kamba, Dati, and Yabewa. Francois Franklin Itapa is the SDO for the Nyong and Fumu division.
We have registered 9 schools who have closed doors because of lack of teachers. That obliged me to inform my Araki, the governor of...
The absence of teachers and the haphazard manner with which regional transfers have been carried out for some teaching personnel seem to be the main reasons why these primary schools have not opened their doors.
I'm very happy that there are some signals who show that something will happen in the day ahead in order to bring, to take active measure. So it's not good that some children go to school and others stay in their houses because of lack of teachers.
Parents of 4 pupils in these rural areas of the Nyong and Fumu division have been left with no option. Parents of some 4 pupils in these rural areas of the Nyong and Fumu division have been left with no option than to rent houses in Ayus and Akono Linga so that these kids can go to school. The SDO for the Nyong and Fumu division is appealing to the governor of the central region to take necessary actions geared at ensuring that pupils in these parts of the central region acquire knowledge like their peers in other divisions. Lekiate Getroda Songazi, Regional News Center.
To end this edition of the Regional News, here's a recap of our major stories. A wildfire has ravaged more than 100 stores at the Yaoundé main market. Producer organizations in the North Region have received significant financial support to boost income-generating activities in the Benue Valley. This edition of the Regional News was produced by Oscar Patrick Afan. I've been Bertrand Sombanyaonde. Thanking you for listening.